One of the great things about kicking off the new year is embracing what I always say is Chicago is the number one restaurant city in America. And a guy that's going to be doing it in a big way for Restaurant Week is a guy you've seen on Chopped. You've seen him beat Bobby Flay. You've seen I talked to him at the Daytona 500. It's Chef Lamar Moore. Chef, welcome to WGN.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
So, Chef, how are you doing? First off, how is your new year started? You know, it's one of those things, people who mock it, they say it's just another date on the calendar. It doesn't mean anything. But I feel like, you know, you have an opportunity to start fresh and start the year off in a great way.
I would agree. You know, it seems like New Year's Eve was just so far away. I mean, we were pretty busy at the restaurant. It was a good problem to have. And, you know, we're already a few days into the new year. And like you said, you know, you start off refreshing and looking forward to some other great opportunities and great things to do. So, so far, so good.
The restaurant business is doing better. Of course, many years, you know, we had with the pandemic, just a struggle in a bunch of different ways for everybody in and around that business. And so I feel like starting fresh here with everything, especially in a town like Chicago, is great. You're at Bronzeville Winery. Talk a little bit about that, the place, you know, what it is that people experience on a daily basis there.
Yeah, so Bronzeville Winery has been open just under 2 years. Our anniversary will be on April 20th, right in the middle of the heart of Bronzeville. So we specialize in really good wine. So 75% of our wines are minority owned and women owned as well. We do a lot of fun music activations. So we do rotational DJs. We'll do live bands from time to time. We host a lot of wine dinners and events. We actually have one upcoming we talk about June in the midst of writing a menu for a apple cider dinner towards the end of the year. We do a lot of fun activations in that area. Our food, you know, is definitely local. So I get a lot of chickens from Miller Farms out of Indiana, which is local. A lot of our produce is local. And speaking on that, we're in the process of growing our own produce, working with Olive Harvey College out in the south, further south side, where, you know, we'll begin to bring in our own curated vegetables and then be able to bridge the gap in teaching, you know, what we call a pasture to plate. And that's being able to, you know, allow people and some of the students to come to the restaurant and see what they grow and then put it on the plate.
That's
so
been
those
one
are a few things that we do.
That's been one of the things you've always been behind, is that next generation, trying to inspire people not only to enjoy the food, enjoy local foods, but also get into a culinary career. Talk a little bit about that, you know, just the ways that you're helping that next generation embrace food as a life.
Yeah, you know, so I mentor ProStar students, which is a program by the Illinois Restaurant Association, where it's just, you know, younger high school kids to get scholarships to go to culinary school. We're close with CCAT, which kind of does some of the same thing and gets the kids and students involved in, you know, a lot of local restaurants, our restaurants, give them some on-hand experience along with, you know, judging a lot of competitions throughout the year. And then, you know, for me, doing something that I didn't have, you know, I was fortunate enough to have a lot of mentors growing up, you know, throughout my culinary career, you know, traveling throughout, you know, the states and places where I live. But it's very endearing to me to be able to be at home and doing some of the same thing. And we definitely do that at Bronzeville Winery.
So you're going to be part of the sort of the pre-bash for Restaurant Week. This is also a great opportunity, not only as you share it here on WGN, but through Restaurant Week to get people, new people in to try the food, experience the restaurant, whether it's a prefix menu, whether it's some other enticements that you have there. You got a great cocktail program too. So talk a little bit about what people, fans, are going to experience if they see it during Restaurant Week.
Yeah, well, first, you know, we're doing a huge kickoff event called Forks, Bites, and Food Museum. I have over 50 restaurants that are participating, so it's an opportunity for us to get out, you know, after the holidays and, you know, us chefs and restaurateurs engage with each other and engage with the guests, where they get to get a bird's eye view of what a lot of restaurants can do. And then that very next week is, you know, a restaurant week where, you know, to your point, it gets people that don't really necessarily get an opportunity to get to the restaurant to get out and experience some great food, ambiance, and drinks. And so we're excited to be a part for the second year and want to continue that trend, you know, year after year.
Now, can you share the menu or a little bit about what the people are going to be able to kind of try and enjoy as far as their first blush with Bronzeville Winery?
Sure. We talk about local. We're going to do a cold smoked beet salad. There is a vegan feta on the bottom, mandarin oranges, fresh greens on top and toasted almonds. There is a fire or wood fire chicken. On a wood fire chicken, there is a tomato butter sauce. And then on the side is a orzo pasta tossed with fresh herbs and garlic. And then at the end is one of my favorites to do a amazing bread pudding. So that bread pudding's got some caramelized raisins on there, a little bit of salted caramel and vanilla gelato. So those are a few things we got coming up.
Wow, it sounds good. You know, the for First Bites Bash, that's firstbitesbash.com. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for that. And Chef Lamar Moore, you know, for the listeners, as we let you go, where can people go? Give the, you know, the website, social media, ways for people to stay in touch, connected, and keep up.
Yeah, well, my personal Instagram is chef_LJM. For the restaurant is bronzevillewinery.com. If you're looking to make reservations, we're located on Talk. You can also make those reservations through our website and also through social media as well.
Good luck. I know you're going to be getting a bunch of new fans in there to start 2024. Thanks so much for everything you're doing, Chef, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having us.
All right. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have Chef Steve Schipetti. He is from the Albert, great Chicago connections as well, and some great opportunities to see what it is he's doing coming up for Restaurant Week. So keep it here. It's Dane on 720 WGN. We got a chance to talk to Chef Lamar Moore in the last segment. We've got Chef Steve Schipetti from the Albert. He is a James Beard nominated, Wine Spectator nominated, rising star, great family history in the packing and slaughterhouse. One of the last ones, his family there on those legendary stockyards. And he is on the line with us now to talk a little Restaurant Week. Chef, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
So let's talk about it. You know, we asked before, we're asking everyone, how has the new year started for you? Does it seem like it's going your way? Are you excited about 2024?
You know, I think Chicago has just been an exciting city, period. And it always, you know, it's gone through its ups and downs. And, you know, definitely after the pandemic, I think, you know, things are starting to pick up and you're starting to see people get back out there. They're engaging. They're going to the restaurants. And, you know, doing this kind of event just gets everybody out there that much more.
You got the First Bites Bash that's coming up, and then, of course, Restaurant Week. And talk a little bit about it. For those, you know, I travel a lot, and the more I travel, the more I love and miss Chicago, especially the restaurant scene. But, you know, if people take it for granted, there is just not a lot of places out there that are like Chicago.
You are 1,000% correct on that. I mean, Chicago's unique, and it's always been that way. Yes, New York has a ton of restaurants, so does L.A., but Chicago, the diversification with neighborhoods and these small little places that are family-run, I mean, they're just amazing. I mean, you know, you don't have to be this gourmet chef or you don't have to be this high-end chef to have a great restaurant. You know, people just put their heart and soul behind what they do, and you could taste it in the food. And that's what makes it different and better than anywhere else.
Yeah, I always say, go ahead.
Yeah. I think Chicago's always stood out with that. It's a city of neighborhoods, and I love the culture that you'll find in each one of the neighborhoods. It's exciting. And, you know, the Bites Bash coming up is one of these things where you can sample 50 restaurants at one time. I mean, here you are, 50 different restaurants, 50 different chefs, 50 different cuisines, all hitting you at one-stop shop. So, I mean, it's a great event. We always love doing it. We love the people that run it. It's amazing. And it's a great venue. I mean, you're in the Field Museum. I mean, come on. So, I mean, it's you know, Chicago classic there.
Yeah, no, it is great. I always say you could spin the globe and put your finger down, and someone in Chicago is doing whatever that cuisine is at a high level. And when you think about this, your family background, you're growing up, you know, your dad's Italian, your mom's French, right? Food is a big part of the household. I mean, you got kind of the best of both worlds there.
I like to think so. I mean, I think I grew up, I'm spoiled in that way, you know, when food was part of our life. And it's what life's all about, right? I mean, it doesn't matter where you are, you have to eat every day. So let's eat well, right? So I think that's always a big thing for me. And that's what we do at the Albert is, you know, just make food that, you know, honestly, that people can acknowledge, appreciate. We try to appreciate every guest that comes in. And that's what I think what Chicago does. I think Chicago in general appreciates the people that come to visit.
Yeah, EMC2, the hotel there in Streeterville. And so talk a little bit about the restaurant, what people experience. Obviously, you've got a lot of range on the cuisine side that you could do, but what did you decide to put on the menu?
Well, you know, it's always going back to the grandma's cooking. It was really, you know, I wanted to do Italian, and we wanted to do something that was very reminiscent of where I began. The food is very simple. It's clean. It's all about very high-quality product. but brought to you in a very simple, fun, presented way. And, you know, you can go there and, you know, from the tuna crudo to, you know, whether you're doing the casa leche pasta or the raviolis or, you know, or we have steaks and we do, you know, prime dry aged beef. So, you know, I'm big on that as well. You know, so you can come there and get a 32-ounce porterhouse or a 22-ounce ribeye. So we're very proud of what we, the product we serve. Chicago's great for getting great product. Just like Lamar, you mean you want to be connected to your farms, and get and support them as much as we can as well. Again, keeping the system within the ecosystem within our city. So
you look at on the chef side too, and this is something you don't see around the country, is that communal nature. Like the chefs, the entire community pulls for each other. You know, obviously, you know, it's a business and you want to get out there and be a success. And sometimes that means people eat at the Albert and not other places, but unlike almost any other city, everyone pulls together in a bunch of different ways. You look at the participation here, 394 restaurants participating in Restaurant Week. And so for many of them, this is going to be their first opportunity to introduce themselves to the Albert. So how do you pick what's going to be on that menu for Restaurant Week?
You know, I wanted to keep it simple. We went with the $42 option of, you know, three courses. So you could actually, and it's not small tasting portions, it's full portions. Because if you're going to come and experience it, and come at a great price. So, you know, we're doing tuna crudo as well as the artichoke, or you have a choice, and it's a choice menu. So you can choose tuna, but if you're a vegetarian, we got a wonderful crispy Romanesque type artichoke. Pastas, we've got a gnocchi with the tomato sauce with pesto, or we do a four cheese ravioli with white truffle sauce. And then for dessert, we're doing an olive oil cake, which is our signature, or you can have the chocolate mint bun cake. So, I mean, again, you have choices when you come in there, and it's at a great price. So I think that's going to be exciting for people rather than just, you know, being stuck with one menu. You could choose your menu.
Oh, you could go to so many. You could go to almost 400 places. You know, Steve, that's the thing. So as we let you go, give information. We'll have links up for First Bites Bash. We'll have links up for all the different listings, Choose Chicago, all of the kind of things that are happening with Restaurant Week, specifically for the Albert, for you, the restaurant, social media. Where can they go?
Well, for us, it's the albertchicago.com. I would definitely go to eatitupchicago.com for Bites Bash and all the restaurants that are participating. And there's a lot of them. And I would definitely hit them up in your neighborhood.
All right. Thanks, Chef. I appreciate you coming on. Thanks for everything you're doing, everything your family has done for so many generations here in the city and paying it forward in a bunch of ways. Happy 2024. Thanks for jumping on the show.
You as well. Thank you very much, sir.